after the presentation by the department. What I noticed, members, is that we have a department that is continuously reprioritizing because there is no money. That is not a good example of a communications department of the country. With such a small budget, I think if South African government needs to do things properly, this department must be given a budget. I won't be able to compare with any other country because we have not gone to learn best practices in other countries this term. Because those are the things that we, when you go out, you check as to how they do things. When the minister was presenting, she made mention of what we give SABC and what we expect SABC to do. It's quite problematic. It was put differently in one of the meetings that we had with the SABC by one of the officials of SABC. It was put differently in a very negative manner. You are right, you put it properly. And that official was saying, we don't even have a right to play oversight role on them because we are giving them less than 3%. And it was an official, and members were very angry, correctly so. But you put it in a manner that explains why we need to fight for all what we are fighting for in order that SABC does things properly. And I think where we need to emphasize, among other things, is the collection of license fees. When we meet the chair of the board next time, we'll talk about that as to what is their plan. Because many of people in this country don't pay TV licenses. Some they can't afford, some can afford, but they don't pay. So these are the things that we must come up with some ways of ensuring that we pay. But in terms of the department itself, we then have to put a very strong case in support of a budget that will enable this department to operate. I mean, looking at what the CFO was presenting at the end, it's quite demoralizing. To say the least, where you have where you are supposed to employ 57, and you have 7, what are they going to do? Members, that's the APP presentation, And we now have time until we adjourn for lunch. I'll expect hands from members. I'll start with Honorable Kalako and then down that row. Over to you, Honorable Kalako.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, for me, it's just I understand and I can see why the department had to make some changes in the APP, especially with this pressing issue of the DTT. My question, Chair, is not that much around that. Because, of course, we know the status and the state of the department and the efforts which have been embarked at by the department in as far as asking assistance from the government. But there are outstanding issues which the minister was not there when these issues were issues of debate. I'm not sure where are they now in court or what happened. That thing of encryption and non-encryption and NECA taking government to court. I don't know what was the judgment finally. I've forgotten what was the judgment. But I think there was a ruling in favor of government, of department then. So I don't know where it is because those are other that was one area which created problems and brought about a delay and also had implications of the rollout of those set-top boxes. We have been getting reports after reports, set-top boxes are in the warehouse of post office. I was thinking when the minister really, because this is something which we have to debate. Whether the police of encryption or steal, I think as government we need to just be clear on that because really I think in delivering this and migrating, the minister is correct, it's not a one-way issue or one method which we can use. So I'll be very much interested to get what happened in that regard. So that were able to put that behind us. And then the other thing is, I'm sure with the new, it means this new section now or division, which solely deals with the migration and rollout of the DTT, as you propose. I'll take it because you know our things. I don't want when we move, you find on the way some other cabinet minister in your committees. They say we are not consulted, or treasurer said no, we're not taken through. If the minister can give that us that guarantee, so that we don't find now where the structure is put up, is beginning to function, then there are these challenges. So that we are able to be all of us on this on par on this one, and then I think Chair on the budget, really we have as a government we have been raising this, and I'm sure as the minister you are saying, even the DG, that we are the only country which seems not to take seriously the public broadcaster, but we call it a public broadcaster. It's true, it's existence is a creation of government policies and legislation, but we are not looking after it. I think this, we either allow the ministry to come with ways of making sure that it is able to sustain itself financially, or we put money there. That's what we should be doing as government. Because if we don't do that, the public broadcaster will suffer every time. I've been seen us doing that chair, and I know there are many challenges government faces. They're constrained in collection of taxes, which goes to our revenue, but we can't ignore the public broadcaster. The other question, we're going to elections. There's a money which goes to IEC for elections, and there's a demand on from government, in fact, on SABC to embark on programs of elections, educating people. And we know very well that it's not budgeted for. Can't we, the ministry, talk to actually the treasurer that some of that money which goes to IEC, the one specifically for educating the population, because you see these programs playing on the SABC, can't that portion of the money go to the department or to SABC for that purpose? Chair, those were the just areas which I wanted to.
Okay, then we can get responses.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Thanks, Honourable Member Kalako. Yes, Chair, we do concede that we find ourselves having to come and present a reprioritized APP. It actually... It actually arises out of...
Any problem? Yeah.
It actually arises out of the very budgeting process where you have to actually put your own priorities, and then you get indicative allocations, and then from there then you are then informed of what is the real allocation. I think it is those things that really force different portfolios to go back and revise because of what then finally comes out, as we have already also been given some indicative allocations going into the MTEF. So that is the kind of the process that is outside of the control of any department or portfolio, precisely because of how things are done. The target was to really, the initial targets were to deal with all those matters that you had raised, Chair, about the strategic responsibility of the Department of Communication. It will be important, Chair, that we should also deal with the issues around collection of license fees against how South Africans can afford pay TV, knowing very well that if you don't pay on the day of when the money is due, and many of us are paying over 800 rand, they switch off. And it's not even just those who can afford, even those who can afford. And it goes back to the issues around the quality of the content and the products in SAPC, because we should also on the other side look at value for money, secondly, the system of collection, thirdly, finding SAPC also on pay TV. So that's part of the feedback. Just now with my little stay here, I got a comment that came out to say, but I'm already paying. You must get those people that I'm paying to give you your money, because I'm paying every month my 690 something for a bouquet, and that includes SABC and Yonkinto of a public broadcast. And I think in this broadcasting policy thing, it's those things that we definitely have to start looking at. Also, the contradictions of a public broadcaster being on a pay platform against a public broadcaster also that is financially constrained, and the benefits that go to the ordinary South Africans, and the issues around the funding models and stuff. We would really love to bring the study that we have gone, we have been appraised with, which we also are going to be sharing with the SABC around international models on broadcasting, and that's part of what we are really working on. It will be important that Parliament also looks at it, because there are some very interesting international practices about how Parliament actually makes the final determination and not government, because of it being a public broadcaster. And with us, it's not necessarily that. And yet, we appoint through Parliament the board, but we do not resource through Parliament the board and all those kind of things. And yet, in other situations, precisely because of that, you also, because of that responsibility, have an obligation to make a pronouncement, so that also when you exercise the oversight that you are told that you don't have a right to, it must be based on this is what we have all agreed on. And that leads then to the issues around the MOI that we are working on, the issues around the relationship with the shareholder, as to what then becomes the role and the influence of the shareholder. So I do believe, honourable members, that this is one of the things going forward, even for the next administration. We should all be working together to try and move the SABC forward. Honourable Member Galago, the court actions, there was a decision taken at the time when there was our former colleague, Minister Dlodlo, who actually accepted the court outcome and say government has to put the policy, and we again have opted not to contest this responsibility because we see it as an obligation of government to act in that particular manner. On consultation, we have actually, when we started this process, all ministers were consulted, communication had gone to them, and of importance also, accounting officers, DGs, are the ones that the DG has been relating with, and they are the ones who have put together what is now going to be a cabinet presentation, not of the Department of Communication, but a presentation to cabinet through the Department of Communication on how South Africa is now moving forward in dealing with digital migration. I was just trying to check on the date. The DG says it is on the 19th of September. So we will be presenting this so that everybody, and it then now becomes a cabinet and not ministers and individuals and departments, and post even this term, you then don't have to come and rehash the process. It must be a standing approach of how South Africa wants to roll out and deal with issues of digital migration. I do support, and there's an interministerial committee that's supposed to be convened by the Department of Home Affairs that deals with the general elections, and Home Affairs receives the resources and allocates to the IEC. We work in the area of communication, including the public broadcaster, the SABC, and I do agree that it is those things that we definitely have to start looking at and see also, because the IEC itself had raised that financially it's highly constrained. We know with the last elections the percentage of spoiled votes in South Africa was a reflection of the absence of simple voter education, not giving a platform to the face of a political party, but deepening democracy and public participation, making people appreciate that this is the only way of you making sure that you have the right people to represent you. Secondly, how to vote. We had had that in the past, and it has normally been done through civil society and non-governmental organizations, and if there can be that kind of an inter-portfolio committee meeting, maybe with yourselves and all other committees that are part of the inter-ministerial committee, it would be quite important, because the SABC it has expressed a readiness to do this, and it can even be incorporated into some of the ongoing SOPIS programs and stuff. But what is missing is the financial commitment. Everybody goes to the SABC and say, there's voter registration announced. Everybody comes and say, give us space, give us a time for my political leader. Nobody says, teach the voter how to vote. And we do believe that the public broadcaster is very crucial in this space. And I'm inviting members of the portfolio committee to really partner with us in raising this particular matter, that a lot of resources should be invested on educating us, because we are a young, we are a nation of a very young population, and I'm told also the new voters have actually increased. There's also an absence of, what is it, registration appetite. And on the other side, the SABC is dealing with this issue of the absent, what is it, the the addresses. All that, the public broadcaster can do those things, Chair. But if there isn't that, surely it will be unfair of us to expect, and yet it is a platform that can actually help the IEC to do that kind of work. Thanks. Thank you, Chair.
I'm sure all questions were covered. I'll now go to Honorable Van Damme, and after Van Damme, Binda.
Thanks, Chair. I think all other issues have been covered. I just want to say I welcome the revising of the MOI and I look forward to seeing the final version. On the public mandate of the SABC, I think we're on the same page. It's entirely unfair of us to expect the SABC to fulfill what is a very big mandate and not give them money. So one would think that there could be maybe a provision made in the Broadcasting Amendment Bill, when you look at it, which properly separates the public from the commercial. And include, I mean, you can't budget for it in the bill, but there's some way to look at it to say that the public mandate side of the SABC must be publicly funded. Maybe that's one way to look at it. And then also we as ourselves as a committee will be embarking on looking at other funding models, but I don't think that stops the department itself from publishing a paper for us to see, look at different comparisons of how public broadcasters are funded specifically for their public mandate. And then regarding the issue that's going to be, I think, is a bomb waiting to explode at the SABC, it's the retrenchments. I think the SABC needs to play very open cards with the public, with us. I think the turnaround plan needs to be presented to us in full, and we need to be taken into confidence. This is 800 people. This is 800 people with families, with mortgages, with school fees, with a lot of things. It's serious, and we need to be, as public representatives, we need to be told why this is happening, so that we can tell our constituents, we can tell those SABC employees who phone us and say we've lost our jobs, as they often do. So we need to be taken on board about that. And then regarding the financing from Treasury, also that I would like to see the full nuts and bolts of that. How much, how, why. Generally, our position is no bailouts for state-owned entities because, you know, it's continuous bailouts. SAA, all those entities are continuously bailouts. So we generally just are against bailouts. We believe that state-owned entities must find ways to self-sustain. But I think that's also another matter that you must take us into confidence. Maybe we have to have a meeting with Treasury where we can be told in full what the problem is, what the possible solutions National Treasury could have. Those are just the questions I have, Chair.
We need responses, but on issues that we have agreed that we'll deal with next week, like your turnaround issue, the issues of SABC, I think let's deal with them next meeting. I agree that was the decision that we took here, but you can respond to other issues.
Thank you very much. Chair, thanks, Honourable Member Van Damme. Yes, we will share with you the MOIs because that is something also that is critical for oversight and accountability, but also in the interest of those that we represent as the shareholders. So we will bring that and share with the portfolio committee. Yes. Ordinarily, in any piece of legislation, you don't deal with finances, but you deal with viability and models. And I think that's why we were saying it will be quite important that we look at international best practice, we look at the public mandate against the viability. And that's why we would appreciate the bill being sent back to us, because we've also had a team that has been assisting us, and we'll share with the portfolio committee. One of the critical things is that the issue of licenses. Yes, Chair, I'm learning as I clear my desk to move out. Is that you know with some of the public broadcasters, honourable members, that are heavily reliant on licenses. You find that in areas where the majority of those who rely on the public broadcaster, being those who can afford and whose license fees are at a much more higher level, say the BBC, I mean the viewership is different from our viewership. And then when you look at nations that the viewership is similar to ours, then the injection is different. And I think for us in South Africa, we need that hybrid. I agree fully with you. We need a hybrid that really makes it accessible, but we also need a hybrid that would make it to be self-reliant, and of importance, it must continue to be a public broadcaster. So those are the things that would actually want to incorporate and reflect on as we deal with the bill. I am also aware that in many other areas, the issue of advertising also becomes another source of generating income, as well as government's commitment and input into this. I was in Polokwane on Friday, and I saw there's an advert by one department for a regional head, but the advert is on a Mail and Guardian. It's not on the regional radios of the SABC. And you check how much it is to put an advert on Mail and Guardian. Imagine if you would have taken that money on Tobela and, yes, Palapala. It would have, you'll even reach those communities there. Now you might have somebody from Springs applying to be a regional head somewhere in Limpopo. So it is part of this review. Even with us as government, I think, Member Van Damme, it really does be about looking at the funding model, but also government's obligation. The public broadcaster must be the first choice of dissemination of information. Of course, working and supporting community broadcasting. So that's why we're saying we're looking forward to receiving the bill and incorporating some of these issues that must drastically deal with broadcasting in our country. The chair and his team are here. I'm sure they have heard about issues of retrenchments. As I am saying that, for the record, even in the AGM where the minister was there, this matter never arose. So they will also have to be open with myself, Honorable Fandam, on this matter, because it's a very important thing, and it is also a reality that you are raising about the social and economic impact of any action you take. You have to look at these issues. Even though we all agree that there is a need for a turnaround strategy, we need to look at the pressures and the effects of some of the decisions we are taking. And I'm really hopeful that very soon the committee would receive a letter. Our request, Honorable Chair, is that we would wish to have at some point, I know that we believe in open and transparent processes, but would wish to have a closed session with the portfolio committee around some of the realities and the challenges that affect the SABC, so that we take each other on board, and finally then we can all go out and come back to an open portfolio committee to come and engage on those issues. We have made that request, and will wish, especially on all these matters that are part of repositioning the SABC and the outcome of the inquiry, that we would wish to have that kind of a session, just to take everybody into confidence and not mess the processes as they unfold. With your permission, thanks. DG?
Just to add to what Mr. has said on the issue of the mandate, if you look at what is the reason of existence for the SABC, it's on information and education in particular, to inform and educate. I don't want to talk entertainment because it's something else. Now, where does that mandate lie? If you think information education, it's about health, it's about education itself, it's about culture, sports, arts, culture, and languages, promotion of languages, about universal citizens, also about international news as well. Now, where are those mandates lying? They are lying with respective departments, whether it's sports, arts, and culture, whether it's the Department of Education, whether it's Foreign Affairs. If you look at how maybe even the BBC or even in France, how public broadcasters are funded, the international news division is funded solely by our own DECO, because that is part of, you know, advancing your foreign policy. Now, others are then funded by respective departments. That's why I think at the colloquium, we have invited all these government departments to say, how can you pursue your mandate without involving the public broadcaster? Actually, it's cheaper than having to go and advertise, like Mr. saying, in a newspaper that is national, but you may find that the people that read that newspaper are not interested in government information. So that's why I think we've invited them to say, as the Department of Communication, we can't do it alone. We need all of your support. The public broadcaster is there to advance some of your mandates. That's why I think we can't do it alone. And at the colloquium, I think that's some of the issues that we need to advance. Thanks.
Thank you. Honorable Mbinda.
Thanks, Chair. Yeah. Though most of the issues are covered, but let me also, you know, thank the department, you know, for the strides that they are taking, more especially in ensuring that they are stabilizing, more especially these entities. The issue of your resource constraints, obviously, it's a matter that as the committee we should be also taking it as serious, or to treasury. Because it should not be a problem for us at least to meet with them when we are having these kinds of problems. There is a lot that has been mentioned about capacitating this and that, but obviously we will see. They normally say the proof of the pudding is in the eating, if I hope I'm correct. Because I normally say it the other way around. In the eating, yeah.
Yeah, there is quite a lot, you see, and at least these are very positive news, Chair, more especially for us as the entities. Even this suggestion of PMO taking over as the net sender of TTT, I think it's also a strategic move. But at the same time, I concur with Honorable Kalako that at least we must make sure that there is broader consultation at the end of the day. This issue of SABC and the fact that at least at last you have appointed the group CEO, COO, and CFO, I think it will also ensure stability in that entity. I think I'm also very happy. But at the same time, I'm not sure about what is happening with the MTDA. I know that the intention is also to make sure that some of those positions are filled, because if there is no stability at the higher level, obviously it normally affects, you know, the entire organization. So I hope that the bill, obviously, I know it's a matter that has been referred to you, back to you, but at the same time I'm hoping that it will also consider the issues that were raised during the SABC inquiry. You see, there is this issue which is always affecting me, in particular, the so-called smaller parties, they are of a time. Because once elections, Chair, are announced, we should all start from a clean slate. It should not be based on proportional representation, because if it is based on proportional, then now you are disadvantaging other players. Yeah, it's a pity, because the next step will be the allocation of funding, more especially when we must prepare to go to the field, all of us. We should go there, it should not be based again, because now we will be talking about 2019 now. Yeah, we have suffered already during this period and the previous ones, because we have not done well, maybe as other parties. So those are the issues that I think we have also raised it very sharply in that inquiry. I know we are not dealing with SAPC and they are not listening, you see, because we are still waiting for the closed session where at least some of these issues will be dealt with. So Chair, those are just the issues. I'm really very, very happy, more especially for the filling of position. I think the same should happen more especially with MTTA. Yeah, with a speed of, we call it mirage. I don't even know what it is. Is it a military? Okay. Yeah, I thought about that, yeah. So, but at least we need to really expedite that process so that it, even those positions are also filled. But this issue, Chair, of funding, really, it is not a problem for this committee. I know it is a problem throughout government, but at some stage, maybe even Treasury must be brought up to speed so that they understand the negative impact that some of this issue of funding is causing, more especially in trying to do what is best for everyone. Yeah, it is true that SABC should educate people. I mean, that's what we are here to do, and we will always at least support that. Thanks a lot, Chair.
It's mainly comments, not much questions. Honorable Kaba, and then Bongo and Dick.
Thank you. Hello.
Yeah. Yeah, I think without necessarily going to preamble the presentation, its acknowledge and developments are positive. I think the minister is doing quite well. Just two issues. With regard to the CFO, we have heard what is current with regard to issue of staff that currently they are working with and what is needed. I just wanted to check, perhaps will it be a matter for turnaround next week, or do they have it already in striking a balance to indicate to say, fine, we are worse off this way, but we are working with this. But the balance of which we can't compromise that we need, it is this middle line. So because I just wanted to check if do they have that, because you want 58 but you have 7, but ideally you could work with 13, and this we can't compromise. So where is that plan? I just wanted to check with you with regard to that. And then, because I think it will assist even on projections, even on motivations, on what we can fight for to assist the department. That's one matter. Two, Chair, it is with regard to issues around elections. I understand some matters are with Home Affairs must deal with and so on. But maybe to the minister, because it's like even to say Home Affairs will, when, and don't we have a clusteral approach where in issues of elections as a cluster, Home Affairs, communications, and what we are then able to address, because if we don't find answers, Home Affairs, I don't know when will it answer us. So maybe I just wanted to check the clusteral approach on the matters with regard to elections. Thanks.
I expect that you deal with all your questions.
Yeah.
That is why I'm going one by one. Minister?
No, thanks, Chair. The issue, Chair, that Honorable Power is raising is exactly what I said. I said there's an interministerial committee convened by Home Affairs, and there are different work streams, and amongst them will be communication. Even with the Department of Home Affairs, all it does, it receives its budget, then it doesn't even tamper with it, it allocates it to the IEC. And having it being allocated to the IEC, it is on the basis of what the IEC has put. And of course, there are issues that have also arisen out of the IEC's challenges in terms of resources and stuff. So the clusteral approach is that one that then looks at what becomes the role of each and every department and all of us collectively. And I'm saying where we are, it is quite challenging for the SABC to do what its mandate on educating and empowering South Africans out of the resources that they have, and hence the need, therefore, for all of us to look at these issues so that they must just be continuous. They must not be an event because we're going to elections. It must be something that the SABC is empowered and resourced to deal with it. And that is where we are. And the last thing is on the platform, the allocations and stuff. The IEC makes a determination, and ICASA then does those allocations. And I'm sure colleagues have been to ICASA, including to the SABC, the processes. And those will then have to be amended through the amendment of the IEC Act, because it's not even in the space of the SABC, these matters. So it's those things that I think Honorable Mbinda had raised that becomes very important. I used to sit in the multi-party team, task team of elections. I know these are issues that political parties have been dealing with, but the final issue around funding elections in South Africa has to do with the IEC Act and all other laws and all other support what we all have put together. And I really would wish to say, let these issues rather not be entertained or engaged on when we are getting ready for the battle, because then it they become part of the politicking for elections. But what members are raising is quite important. I think going forward, these are the observations that we definitely have to be looking at. Thanks, Chair.
You know, there is only one issue that I have left to you. See, I find it very interesting in that funeral of Mamosobukwe when government decided to withdraw. Then that's where I saw this independent and impartiality of SABC, because they continued with the program although government was gone. Then I said, now we could see that now this is not just a mouthpiece of government.
Thank you very much.
I hope you did not get pressure.
I was. So it responded. It's fine. Bongo and Van Dijk.
Yeah. No. So thanks, Chairperson. I thought that on this one of political party funding, we had dealt with it sufficiently, because myself and Mr. Mbinda were sitting in the. In the bill that we finally did in Parliament over the past three months. Yeah, no thanks, Minister. I think what just causes me a strain is the issue of funding. It's a very, very crucial matter. But I know, and I agree with Honorable Mbinda, that it's a problem of the entire government, not the problem of the Department of Communication or the broadcaster. I know for a fact that for the country to defend its territorial territory, we need an additional of about 4 billion rand to mend all the borders properly, so that is in the space of defense. So this one much as important, but what impresses me is maybe the approach that the curriculum is going to take. Because if we are to educate, then what it means, we must just zero in into the space of saying, what is the role? If the SABC must deal with issues of science and technology, how much money are they putting? Culture, sports, and so on, so that we will reconfigure the whole issue of funding of both the department plus the broadcaster, because it's one issue that is very important. But that approach, I think it will assist alleviate some of the problems around the issue of funding, because we've got to look at the money from other sector departments. And then I have about three TVs. So every time I don't pay, I'm sent a letter by lawyers. And I know lawyers charge a lot. So we may have to look around and break even in terms of what is this money for? The money that goes to these lawyers who are always sending the notices vis-a-vis the money having to do assisting what is the broader mandate of the department, because that will be very important. And the three TVs is three different lawyers. So it's a problem. You may find then lawyers, I know they charge too much. You may find that half of the money of the licenses is the money that goes to the lawyers when we are being to focus from using the money for what it is. So we need to zero in there and check how do we break even between what we're paying these lawyers and what must be this money for. Then one other issue, I don't know, Honorable Minister, when I looked at what the finance is saying, about 100 billion, it is transfers that we are sending. And we visited, I think, as the portfolio committee, some of these entities. One was what they pay for office space is exorbitant. And the other one is found here, the other one is found there. I think we may have to explore having to get that they can't be clustered in some one building, because the money for office space and payments is too much. And if you check 1.3, then we may break even around those kind of monies. But also, the entities as they are, because every time we hear the president says he wants to reconfigure government, including departments. So I see the reconfiguration to many South Africans, I think it's about mixing departments, this department and that department. It may not be the only one size fits all. We may have to look at these entities. How do we zoom in terms of assisting government spending as we reconfigure? Because if we're going to look at it, that Department of Communication and Telecommunication must be one thing. We may be missing the point, because majority of the money, as you can see, that out of the almost the entire budget of the department is transfers to entities. So we may need to come zero in and say, how do we reconfigure these entities such that spending gets to the programs that are of priority as they were projected there. Then I agree with Kava, Minister, that let's check how do we break even in terms of, if we needed 58, we have 7. What would be the break? Because we must come closer, maybe get an additional 10 and so on, so that maybe the committee in its engagement with Treasury may have to look at this issue, because it's an untenable situation which was projected there. And the turnaround, I see the turnaround strategy around the broadcast. So in the slides, you were saying you want to appoint a turnaround strategy specialist. I wonder if we can't look at other means, because we have had an inquiry which I think it looked entirely into the issues and recommendations. I'm just wondering what will be the specialist be doing exactly now, because the recommendation of the inquiry and some of the suggestions that you already have and presenting are issues that we must just start to implement gradually, so that we contribute towards this issue of spending. And one other issue, because of what was presented about the personnel and the other side, because I think you are still looking overall at the whole department and its entities. If you need other people and they're speaking retrenchment on the other side, the extent to which we can draw in some of those skills that are there and use them the other side, or as we're dealing with reskilling, we're able to take from this side, so that, because we are elected, our people are looking at us as, I get a vote because of what I do, but if people are losing job at that scale, it may affect my seat in parliament, as you understand. So we need to make sure that we avoid this issue as far as possible. So if there is a space this side, why can't we, the reskilling process, look into taking people from this side, use them this side, and see how do we build a cohesive structure that does not put a picture which they nearly painted yesterday. I saw including Honorable Van Damme commented there, as though she's not sitting in the portfolio committee, like she's sideways, and we are sharing all these problems together. Thanks, Chair.
Again, let us wait for the next week meeting to discuss issues that will be briefed about by the Minister and the Board of SABC. Issues of turnaround of SABC in the SABC, and then your issues that affect workers and all of that. Because we don't have a report. There is no presentation yet. Let's wait for that meeting of next week. Over to you, Minister.
Thank you, Chairperson. Thanks, Honorable Pongo. Yes, I think we should afford both the SAPC and the department to come back to the portfolio committee and present. Secondly, that yes, we should be looking at a turnaround strategy that is not just a self-diagnosis by the SABC. It must also have a third-party view. And that's exactly in line with what the DG and the CFO have raised, that we hardly have those kind of experts in the department. So in our engagements with the SABC, we'll be looking at what they have put together as a turnaround strategy. But for us to then come together with them into the meeting, we should also have had an opportunity to reflect on its relevance and its standing. Secondly, I agree fully around the review of SOEs and SOCs, but also not only the space, but the location. You can't be having some of these entities located in Parktown, in Johannesburg, or in Sandton, because it's like, again, accessibility. We need to make sure that there's a footprint that takes them closer to where people are and that they are able to provide the necessary services. Secondly, it's that we should also be careful about an assumption that when somebody gets retrenched that side, then the person can be employable in the act. As we're dealing with the issues around digital migration, you may assume that it's easy to get somebody from wherever that they are retrenched. And for now, I don't even want to entertain the issues of whether people are retrenched or not, because I've not been informed by anyone as to who is getting retrenched. So for me, the issue of the retrenchment at SABC doesn't exist until the SABC presents formally what they are up to. The TV licenses, yes, the collection becomes very important, so that you don't then rely on the debt collectors who are said, and our entity selling the debt book, and at the end of the day it becomes more expensive. I wish, Honorable Pongo, you don't get the three letters from three lawyers being a public representative, because it means you've not been paying. Actually, that's what you're saying. Instead of receiving three letters from three lawyers with three TV licenses, you've not been paying for these licenses. You must pay. So, it becomes important, and if there is any scenario, let's not state things that are not there. But I take it because of the accuracy of the figures, he's not paying. Three licenses, three lawyers, and all those things. I'm not sure what is the code of ethics on members who are not paying licenses, with so many television licenses. Television set. But yeah, I think the SABC must, all of, not only the payment of TV licenses, everything provided by the public in South Africa, South Africans take it as if it's free. Services in municipalities, we don't pay. It's TV licenses, we don't pay. So the culture of non-payment, because for me now, that's any public good is not valued by the end user. And I think that's what we should be able to inculcate. And I remember there was once that Operation Masakane. We do need to find a way of dealing with that. Payment for water, for electricity, for your TV, so that then the SABC can go and generate new content and stuff over and above the non-payment, as well articulated by Honorable Member Pong. Thank you very much, Chair. I think on the issues around the staff and all those things, that if with your permission, Chair, get the DG to just respond also on what are the pressing things and trying to mitigate without filling all the 50 posts against the 7 that we already have filled.
Thank you very much, Minister. The committee will recall that the chair wrote to us to say what the same issue around the bare minimum And indeed, we are responding to that. I think sometime this week that information will come through, because we understand the resource challenging environment of government as a whole, and for us really is something that can enable us to do what we are supposed to do. We are lucky that we are because in our own space, actually, how do you go and reside with your child become a burden, because some of the resources that we are utilizing are GCIS. That's the severity of the problem that we are experiencing. And GCIS can chase us one day and say, Dad or Mom, you are very, you are draining on our resources. We have no place to stay. But I think we are submitting that information through to the chair's office, and I hope we'll be able to find that information, see what we need. Thanks.
Yeah, I will have Van Dijk.
Thank you, Chair.
Oh, and Machoba. And that would be about all. You know this this SABC license thing? SABC collapsing, if I can put it that way, or in trouble because we don't pay TV licenses. I think that's why I was saying, when we discuss the strategy, let's come with everything that can make South Africans pay. So that we collect more money for SABC to operate. It's because it's our entity. For me, it's like SAA. SAA collapsing, and people fly other airlines. I have my own battle with that. I fly SAA because we cannot, as Parliament, fly other airlines and leave our national carrier collapsing. So I equate this with the SAA collapsing. Put aside the issues of what happened and all of that. But a national carrier is like a national broadcaster and all of that. So just be proud to fly your national carrier. Because you cannot see, I mean, going around the country, you cannot see SAA within a particular country flying from the OR Tambo, let's say Gatwick or Heathrow, to other provinces of England. And then you fly within the country, other airlines. So I equate this because I think we must just be proud of our state, our entities, as well as our assets as a nation. I wanted to chip in to put this thing off SAA because it's something that I took a decision. I rather use my own tickets in Parliament than being booked in another airline. When we go out as a committee, I took that decision. I wrote to the chair of chairs. I said it must be written to the speaker. Protest. Do you want to add acting? There's another thing, acting minister. Because as we close the fifth parliament, when I joined this portfolio committee in 2016, there have been actors, acting DG so and so, acting DG so and so. I think as we close this parliament, fifth parliament, must have a DG in communication, acting DG.
Chair, I wanted to actually support your idea on license fees. If you look at the biggest public broadcasters in the world, BBC, NHK in Japan, Deutsche Welle, ZFD in Germany, most of them are funded through license fees. And it's upon the citizen to feel that that's their public broadcaster. and they see that as a commitment. Now, if you look at our situation, and I think maybe to deal with the matter that the Honorable Bongo was talking about, SABC collects about 1.1 billion, just over 1 billion rand. And then out of that, between 30 to 40% of it goes towards collection costs, which means actually it's not, and actually it's being reduced annually. If you look at in the past, it was about 18%. Now it's about 14%, which means we need to encourage South Africans to pay, because it's in the interest of all of us that the SABC remains sustainable, and we need to do that. It can't rely on government sources alone, through appropriation, especially in this environment of resource constraints. Therefore, as the public, we need to do that. And I really support that initiative. And one of those, and we have been trying to impress upon cabinet, government departments, owning the SABC license fees. I think it's one of those issues that we need to address quite urgently, because it can be that we're talking about this, then good government departments that continue to owe the SABC license fees. Thanks, Chief.
Thank you, Acting DG. Van Dijk and Machoba.
Chair, I've got two questions for the DOC, or on the DOC. GCIS, it gets the biggest proportion of the budget, namely 39%, three times more than DOC, who is responsible to do the oversight of GCIS. So my question is, how can they and should they be doing the oversight if they are not equipped? And then I also want to know, did the DOC underspend in any of their programs? And if, why? Then I also want to know, do you think the criteria used to classify indigenous people is still relevant? The current policy places indigenous households at 3,200 per month, and given the increase of the cost of living in this is this still relevant? You spoke of content, and I want to know if there is, or so far, has there anything been put in place to develop content, except for the SABC, and also with regard to proper skills development, and what is the plans on that? Around the new model, for me, I'm a bit concerned about it, because so many ministers, so many ideas, and so many legacies left in the graveyard of the DTT, or DTT graveyard. But the reason why I mentioned it is because the fact that we started with the policy in 2008, we missed the deadline in 2015. We've got this deal elimination that costs Centec 150 million a year. And the worldwide switch off is in 2019, and I just want to know what is the plans that is put in place with regards to how we will address this issue specifically. And then also you mentioned about the budget for this new model. I'm not sure if it's possible that we can also, as a committee, maybe have insight in what will be budgeted for this new project. And also the other thing that I want to know is, when will this program or this new body actually start to operate or be active, and when will we be able as a committee, when will we be able to get progress reports, or not only progress reports, but the plans that you actually intend to do with regard with this, or can it be for the committee? Thank you.
Minister.
Thank you, Chair. Thanks, Honourable Van Dijk. The issue of the definition of the indigent does not rest with us. It actually, it's a determination that is being done through a means test, and it is then served to the Department of Social Development after Status A has also looked at the issues, the income levels, the population, and so forth. So we comply, and therefore we can't express a view, because all of us in the country are relying on the same baseline, and I think that's how far one can actually respond so that I don't venture into other areas that are still not yet reviewed. On the issues around the content development rests with other portfolios other than the SABC. You have creative industries that are involved there. You've got the programs that are run through arts and culture, and you've got then the broadcasting community being involved in that. Very little has to be developed by government and the department. We would identify key messages, and those messages may then be incorporated into whatever content is being developed. I share your frustration about what has happened with digital migration, but I also am appealing with members of the portfolio committee to appreciate that what we're seeking to do is to not leave my personal legacy, but is to reposition South Africa so that we enter into the space that everybody has entered into and do it in that way. That is all. Having come to realize that this is not an approach that has been even attempted in any other country, and that's exactly what we are dealing with. The PMO is already in place. The project manager is already in action, and hence our work that has started to continue, meeting with stakeholders, identifying Free State and the Northern Cape as the immediate areas. It is out of the work, the technical work. It's no longer politically driven and resting in the Department of Communication. It's driven by technical experts across the different competencies, both in government as well as in the private sector, including the public broadcaster and our own entities. I think the issues around the allocation to GCIS and matters relating to underspending, it seems that the DG and the CFO can be in a position to deal with, Chair.
Thanks, Minister. GCIS is a department on its own. And
thank you. Can you hear me now? GCIS, even though we're transferring money to it, is a department on its own. It's not like we're monitoring it like the way we perform oversight on the other entities. When we submit information to National Treasury, they submit separately as a department on its own. So it gets monitored like we get monitored as a department by National Treasury, DPME, and other body. The only burden we have that we must make sure that governance and everything run properly is in terms of the five entities that we are managing as a department. And that is how... I'm not sure it's a department within a department, but it follows everything that department has to do. So we don't have that major challenge in terms of that. What we need to do is just to synchronize our reports so that when we present to the minister, to National Treasury, we present a comprehensive and coherent report in that process. So we don't have serious challenges on those ones. In the last financial year, we will be submitting our annual report now in Parliament. It's true we had underspending in Program 3, which is DTT. And the reason being honest, in the last financial year, we had 3 cabinet reshuffle. And every time there is a reshuffle, there is a new minister who must understand the project and give direction and all those things. It has a serious implication in terms of how do we roll out these processes, because every leader who comes has their own understanding how to take the process forward. But the money that we have lost is not that much, because we have spent 99.6 6% of our budget. So it's basically saying, as a program, yes, we have surrendered something, but we have spent well in terms of our budget as a department. Thank you.
Yes, Machaba.
Thanks, Chair. Let me also welcome the report. And I don't have much, Chair, because most of my colleagues raised the issue I wanted to raise. And in the issue of turnaround, I'll hold my questions for the next meeting. My questions, FO, is according to, is in page 33 in the department per personnel, in the issue of the 15 contract positions. And I'm not sure what is it about the 10 members is under administration. Can you elaborate about that, because it's not clear? And also the five is under program, three industry. Just I need that a clarity. I also want to say to you, Minister, thank you very much. I think this committee now, I think this department now is doing well, more than as compared to 2016. We're in a crisis here. And I like what you are proposing, to say you want the committee to sit down with the committee so that we can know other things. Because I don't want to mix other things, because I'm worried about the Commission of Inquiry now. Other things we don't know, but it's good to be in touch with us so that we cannot go around and listen in the media information. Thank you very much, and thank you even the chairperson for his presence in this committee. And I don't want him to go away in this committee. I want that the chairperson to remain here, because we don't want a new person to come in this committee, a minister. No, it's my view. I have to raise this because I didn't even sleep last week. We don't want our chairperson to be moved. I'm sorry, Chair, I'm still in my...
let's not be out of order. The board chair is not here for that. Let's go to another matter.
No, even our board.
Yeah.
I want to say thank you very much to be elected in this as a board in this committee, because really we are really, I don't know how can say, because we are stable now in this committee. We are really stable. In 2016, we were in a mess, Minister. So thank you very much for your assistance. Let me stop there, Chair, because I will hold other questions for the next meeting.
Minister.
Thanks, Chair. Thanks, Minister. On slide, is it 33 or 23? As I said earlier on, I said the 15 contracts under administration is because the people in the ministry, they come with the ministers and their term are linked to the office of the minister. So both the office of the minister and the deputy minister, both those people are on contract positions, because when their term comes to an end, then we will terminate those positions. The five that are under program two are related to the DTT project that we're talking about. I said this is a project that has been given a time frame that it must end. Initially it was supposed to end in 2019. Because we are revising the model, we're looking that we will wind up around 2020. So these are contract positions that when the project comes to an end, then their contract will also be terminated based on the term of the project, term of office. So that's why we have them on contract. Those are basically dealing with the digital migration project.
There's no duration in those contracts.
There is, it's until 2018-19 now. But as we review the project, we will see following proper legislation if the project is not completed, because they are basically appointed to manage the digital migration project. So if 2019, the bigger chunk of what we are supposed to deliver is delivered, you might remain with one or two people that will do the maintenance part, and you don't need the other people in the place. Thank you, Minister.
Are you okay, Momocho? Okay. Minister and your team, thank you very much. So, Kadile Manzenge APP. We'll go to another item. And that is minutes. So, those who want to be excused will, and then members will remain until 1 o'clock if we don't. Yeah, Minister, thanks a lot. You may be excused if you... We can... 2 minutes for them to leave the house. Are they in order? Are the minutes in order? It's about 2 minutes. I think you have minutes, members. The top, it should have been at the back, I think. Latin register should have been at the back. Oh, okay. Minutes of the 17th, I assume it's there in order. 17th of April minutes, they were circulated via email. I'm on page 1, minutes of the 17th. Page 2, page 3, page 4, and page 5. Move up. These minutes were sent long time ago. Mova Machoba, seconded by Kalaku.
And then minutes of the 18th, page 1, page 2, page 1 and page 2 is attendance, and then page 2 is mainly opening, and then a CASA presentation, page 3. Page 4, page 5. Anything, members, on those minutes? No hand, any mover? Mover? Kalako? Baba? Minutes of the 19 April, this is the day after day. Page 1, page 2, page 3, members, if Cornendo. Yeah.
Page 1,
page 2 in Abandavanas Limited. Page 2. Page 3, page 4, and page 5. Move on. And then pegar, move. Upongo apologized Papezulu. So you can move, Honorable Pongo. Pongo and Fandam were not there. I don't know, where were you? Two of you were not there. Any mover? Mutsova moves. Mutsova Economist. And then seconded by Kaba. Minutes of 14th August, and these minutes are very, very short. Page 1, page 2, we're not going to get on a short hand here. Page 3, page 4, and then I'll tell you I apologize, Zila. Honorable Pongo, Honorable Tachen. Tachen. Any mover? Any mover? Machoba, seconded. Taba. Minutes of the 21st August, page 1, page 2, page 3, page 4, page 5, page 6, honorable members. I guess that's Connors Manninsula. Any mover? Kalako, seconded. Machoba, seconds. Spell elements. Members, I think we're done with minutes. We will then get a revised program on Thursday, late tomorrow or Thursday. You'll get the revised program that we'll adopt in the next meeting. Members, thank you very much, and the meeting is adjourned.